Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Funeral services for Jayvon Martin are set for 11 o'clock tomorrow. The 14-year-old Dorchester boy was shot and killed on Saturday while he and his friends played baseball near the Bromley Heath Public Housing Development in Jamaica Plain. Another 16-year-old boy was injured, and police have been so far unable to determine a motive. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has been getting some of the continuing reaction. Hey, Adam.
Hi, Meghna. I think that this killing is hitting the community particularly hard, not just because Jayvon was so young, he was just an eighth grader, but also because this is just the latest tragedy for his family. Jayvon's cousin was Cedric Steele, who you may remember was an 18-year-old student at Bunker Hill Community College, shot and killed in 2007, again for no apparent reason.
I can't imagine what that family's going through. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing.
He was shot while he was waiting for his mom, who's Jayvon's aunt, in front of Timilty Middle School, where Jayvon would have graduated this spring. So Jayvon himself was shot in the basketball court that's just north of the Jackson Square T station, and there's a makeshift memorial there now with flowers and stuffed animals, and I saw that someone threw a tarp over it today to protect it from the rain. And there continues to be a special police presence down there with a couple of cruisers with their lights on. City Hall has been taking pains to provide a visible response. Mayor Menino has been in meetings with community leaders and clergy all week. And I just spoke a few moments ago with the Reverend William Dickerson of Greater Love Tabernacle in Roxbury. He officiated Cedric Steele's funeral in 2007, and tomorrow he'll be handling Jayvon Martin's funeral. And I caught him just as he was coming out of another meeting in City Hall, this time with council members. And he said that the particulars of this shooting have just made it very, very difficult to bear.
I mean, the fact that this kid wasn't known to the police and that he was minding his own business and just playing ball, and it wasn't anything seemingly that we've heard to precipitate this, is just frustrating, to say the least. No one, regardless of what they've been in, should find themselves in a situation like this.
You accompanied the governor to the Martin family to visit them yesterday, correct?
Yes, I did.
How were they taking
it? Yeah. Miss Susie Martin, the grandmother, she cried on the governor's shoulder. Must have been 3 or 4 minutes. And the governor just embraced her. And she was so appreciative of the fact that he showed up as a parent to say, my condolences go out to you. And so he just offered whatever they could do to deal with them in the transition, because oftentimes there's a lack of financial resources because somebody dies that young. And they're doing all they can to pull things together.
Well, a number of ministers such as yourself met with the mayor and other officials at City Hall yesterday. You're here at City Hall today. What kind of response is being contemplated there?
Well, the meeting yesterday with the mayor is a meeting that when violence erupts, people don't really know what to do. So and instead of not seeming like, you're not engaging, he wanted to reach out and to talk to the people who are dealing with youth violence and various pockets of the city.
Is that a productive discourse or is it lip service?
I think we'll see as time progresses how effective us coming together can be.
I understand you'll be officiating Jayvon Martin's funeral service tomorrow. Can you tell me what you're planning to say?
Nobody planned to raise a killer. But the bottom line is, the black community in particular, we have bumped our heads. We have lost our God consciousness. And until we get back to that God consciousness in prayer and rearing our children on biblical principles, then we're going to continue to see recidivism and violence pervade throughout our inner cities. But we can make a difference if we all came together to do what we're supposed to do in our collective places of business, the business community. We heard earlier one of the councilors was talking about they need to step up and do more. And we all have to own and not just point the finger.
Well, that's Pastor William Dickerson of the Greater Love Tabernacle. Services for Jayvon Miller will be held there at 11 o'clock tomorrow. He spoke with Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Adam, thanks.
Absolutely.